You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. The John Wayne Grit series gives trail runners the opportunity to run through rugged Western landscapes and iconic movie sets where John Wayne once sauntered, all while raising valuable funds for cancer research and treatment. First held in 2019 in California and Colorado, the Grit series for 2022 now features five different runs across the West, including Pioneertown and Newport Beach, and seeks to raise money and awareness for the John Wayne Cancer Foundation's continued efforts to beat cancer at every turn. On the line to tell us more is Stacey Mulder, Vice President for the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Pleasure to be here, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
Stacey, tell us about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation.
Oh, I'd love to. So John Wayne Cancer Foundation was started in 1985. As many people know, John Wayne had two different kinds of cancer. He had originally had lung cancer, and then 15 years later developed stomach cancer. And it was the stomach cancer that ended his life. And at that point in time, he said to his family, please use my name to help the doctors fight cancer. And so several years later, the family founded the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. And over the years, it's evolved, and we're a nonprofit organization that focuses on four things: cancer research, education of surgical oncologists, awareness, which is our Block the Blaze program that teaches kids about being safe in the sun, because we know we can prevent skin cancer largely, and support. How do we support those who are battling cancer? And so there's four things that we focus on, and that's why we raise money through the John Wayne Grid Series and other like events, is to be able to fulfill that mission and to keep John Wayne's name out there and fulfill his wish to fight cancer.
And tell us about the John Wayne Grit Series.
So the John Wayne Grit Series was started in 2019 with two events in California, and then COVID hit and we went virtual, and we came back strong in 2021 with five events. And we have five events again in 2022, starting with Pioneertown on May 7th, Newport Beach on June 4th. And we're going back to Colorado. We're going to be in Ridgeway, Colorado, which is where True Grit was filmed, on August 27th. And then we go to Lone Pine, California on October 15th. And then we end the series in Fort Worth, in the Fort Worth Stockyards, on November 12th. The Grit Series was started as a way to get people out in the community, get them active, and get them into the great outdoors and places where John Wayne filmed his movies or other Western locations, like you mentioned earlier, and as a way for us to give people an opportunity to fight cancer. We wanted to bring the community together. We wanted cancer survivors to be out there, but we also wanted people who love somebody who had cancer to give them a vehicle with which they can raise money to help us end cancer.
What has the response been like from previous participants?
People love it. People that are not trail runners come in like, wow, can I get out there and run a 10K or a half marathon on a trail? And we have lots of trail runners who are experienced trail runners running, but we get people who just want to do something different, who want to be in it for the challenge. And they're using their social media to raise money. And so they're really excited about that and doing something that's different. And our trail runs are in these beautiful, beautiful locations. Some of them are just kind of, you feel like you're on an unmarked path running. Luckily for our race director, she puts out these beautiful ribbons all along the course so you can stay on track, even though you feel like you're running through an area there no one's been before.
And tell us about the events that are coming to Pioneertown and Newport Beach.
Yep. So on May 7th, we'll be in Pioneertown. We're going to start our half marathon at 8:30 in the morning, and then we'll start our 10K at 9:30 in the morning. And for those who want to register, they can go to johnwayne.org, and they can click on the nav button that says Run the Grit Series, and they can find out more information about Pioneertown and Newport Coast and all of our other runs there as well. And we'll have music going on, and we'll have a lot of staff out there and volunteers out there to help all of our runners, and just everybody's going to come out and have a great time. Last year, the reception from our Pioneertown event was fantastic. People had a ball. They loved meeting each other. They loved the course. They loved the staff and the volunteers as well, which we can't do it without our volunteers.
Tell us about Pioneertown for those who may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, so Pioneertown was built in the 40s as a Western movie set. And it's this little street of these old buildings. It's so cute and quaint. And they have a reenactment of a gunfight every day there. So that's happening during our event as well. We've got Pappy and Harriet's, which is a great place to eat and listen to live music. And it's just this really fun little area that a lot of people don't even know exists. It's just outside of Yucca Valley, about 4 miles. It's a beautiful location.
And what can we expect from Newport?
So Newport Coast is fantastic as well. Different scenery because, of course, you can see the coastline and the water from much of the course. It's a 25K and a 5K. So 25K is pretty challenging. And the 5K is a pretty challenging key, but pretty doable for most people. And then this year, we added a 50K. So anybody that wanted to go a little bit further, wanted to go a little bit farther and challenge themselves even more, has the opportunity to pick from three different course lengths. And like I said, it's beautiful. In the springtime, the mustard seeds, flowers are blooming, and everything's yellow, and you've got that beautiful backdrop of the Pacific Ocean and Catalina out there, and so much fun.
And how do participants fund themselves to do this?
So there's two ways when you register. You can either pay a registration fee, or you can sign up to fundraise. So you're making a commitment to fundraising, and that way you get to, quote, unquote, run for free because you're raising the money through your friends and family and people you work with to go to the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. And when you fundraise, you get a trucker hat, John Wayne Grit Series trucker hat, and then everybody that participates gets a running shirt and a finisher's mug. It's like a camp mug, one of those old tin mugs. They're really cool. So different kind of prizes than most people get. Run.
I'm speaking with Stacy Mulder, Vice President for the John Wayne Cancer Foundation, about the John Wayne Grit Series, which is coming to Pioneertown and Newport Beach. And of course, people can do both events in Pioneertown, and then they can go back in a month and do Newport Beach.
Absolutely. If they want to come back in the fall, they can come to Lone Pine, California, where we'll have one of our other events.
And what tips do you have for those who are fundraising their way for this event?
Well, fundraising's super easy. Now everything connects to social media. So posting your fundraising page on social media and just telling people why it is you're running, what's your personal connection? We all have a cancer connection, whether it's a friend or family member. And so we all have a reason to fight cancer. And so sharing that personal story gets people motivated to give, probably because they reflect on their own story of a loved one fighting cancer. And so you share it multiple times on social media. You can also take the link to your fundraising page and you can put it in a text message. I love that because everybody opens their text messages and then they just click the link and they go on and make a donation right there. So fundraising is really pretty easy these days. Another avenue for fundraising is to put your link to your fundraising page in an email and blast that out to your email distribution list. And when I fundraise myself, those are the three things that I do. Super easy. There's other ways too. You can just ask people for donations that you see in person or any place that you go to do your business. You can ask them for a donation as well.
And is there a deadline for signing up?
The deadline for signing up is May 5th for Pioneertown and June 2nd for Newport Coast.
And is there an age limit for participation?
They need to be 12 and older. And if they're under 18, they need to be coming with a parent or a legal guardian.
And tell us again how we can sign up for this event.
Absolutely. So visit johnwayne.org and click on Run the Grit Series, and then you'll see a list of all of our events. You can select Pioneertown or Newport Coast, and you just click through there and you hit the registration button, and then you can pick your registration type, whether you want to pay to register or you want to commit to fundraise, and it'll walk you right through the steps. Really easy.
I've been speaking with Stacy Mulder, Vice President for the John Wayne Cancer Foundation, about the John Wayne Grit Series, which is coming to Pioneertown on Saturday, May 7th, and the Newport Coast on June 4th. Is there anything else you want us to know?
For those who want to register and pay to register, they can use GRIT15, that's GRIT15, for a discount code of 15% off registration. And everyone's welcome. We hope everybody will come to Pioneertown and have a great time running, walking, hiking with us. Same thing for Newport Coast. And if they want to do both events, they're welcome to do both events. We see a lot of people do one and love it so much they want to come to the next one.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope you have a very successful series of events.
Thanks so much, Vicki. Appreciate you having me on.